Welcome to Off the Charts, the Horse Racing Stakes Picks podcast. This is episode 49, and I am your host, Dave Ginsburg, with expert horse player Steve Duckhorn. How are you doing, Steve?
I'm doing good, Dave. Episode 49.
We're almost at 50 episodes. That's next week. That will be in Vegas.
Yeah.
50 episodes in Vegas.
Well, I mean, I'm just thinking after, 52 episodes, we've been doing this for a year. Wow.
Yeah, it'll be a year. Wow. Yeah, The Travers last year was the first race we did.
Yeah, so that's pretty cool. So yeah, Dave, I'm doing great. I've had a pretty long day, but I did some good handicapping last night, and I'm looking forward to jumping into the podcast.
Our home track. I can't wait here. So let's make sure you visit our website at offthechartshorseracings.com. At the top of the page, all the links and how to listen to us. You've been listening, so we're not worried. Just click however you want to listen to us. And you can also join our Facebook group, and the link is up there as well, where we've had some activity there. If you want to listen to us on your Amazon Echo, just ask Echo to play Off the Charts Horse Racing on TuneIn, and you'll be able to listen to the latest episode. Follow us on Twitter at Off the Charts HR, as Steve might post some late day changes or maybe even some other picks he decides to find. And we are now at 14,000 downloads of our podcast. Pretty amazing, isn't it?
It is
48, 400 times. It looks like about 400 of you every week listening to us. It's great. Keep listening. We can't thank you enough. So we'll review last week, and you have a horse nugget segment. Your friend Tim gave you a little bit of idea about workouts. I think that's a good topic. And then we'll kick into our home track, Arlington Park, and the Arlington Million is this weekend. That's one of the biggest races of the year in Chicago. So we'll kick in and we'll look at four races. It looks like you got a pick four in there. Is there a pick four in that one?
Yeah, it's the late pick four, Dave.
Excellent. All right, so let's go ahead and give us a little quick review of last week.
Yeah, Dave. So, that strange day last Saturday at Saratoga, where they actually canceled the last two races on the card.
And the torrential downpour.
Because they're both on the turf. We wound up with just two stakes races handicapped, but we had a top pick winner and we had a top two pick winner. Yep. And so overall now, Dave, our stakes selections, 257 stakes picked with 117 top two pick winners. So 45% of the time, the winner of these stakes races can be found in our top two picks. So again, kind of still tracking along and still able to identify the horses that will probably be there at the finish line at the end. So
absolutely. All right, let's kick right into the horse nugget segment. You want to talk about workouts. Workouts are always a good thing to look at. I seem to remember back in the days, people would go out to the track early in the morning, get their stopwatches out, start doing timing and checking what trainers do, and there's a lot of the angles, I think, with the workouts. So go ahead and give us your insights on that.
Yeah, Dave. So the workouts that are published in the Racing Form are really the ones that most handicappers have to use, and those are the ones that I use as well. Mm-hmm. They've enhanced your ability to use workouts when making selections. I've mentioned multiple times that I use the Daily Racing Form Formulator product, and you can customize the formulator product to integrate the workouts right into the past performances. So in a typical paper racing form, usually the workouts are at the bottom of the past performances for each horse, whereas in formulator, you can actually move those by date into the past performance so that they're literally integrated in the past performances. So you can kind of see the workouts leading up to a race. You can also look at some of the workouts leading into other races. So you get a pretty good idea of what the horse had been doing previously from a training perspective leading into this particular race and into its past races. So one of the first things I wanted to mention about workouts is if you use DRF formulator, you can get those workouts integrated. And I find I've been doing that now for years, as you know, and I really like looking at the PPs that way. Really important as it relates to workouts, just kind of knowing some of the trainer approaches, as I've mentioned many times before, to be a good handicapper, you should probably focus on a circuit, group of tracks and a general, geographic region, you'll get a pretty good idea of what certain trainers do as far as workouts concern, and the kinds of workouts that they put into horses as they're leading up to a winning effort. I think about guys like Bob Baffert, who with Bob's two-year-olds, you can always find a lot of bullet workouts coming at their first lifetime start. And yet, you know, you got a guy like Steve Asmussen, who has a tremendous amount of success with first-time starters as well. And his workouts are usually very slow and very methodical, where he really doesn't kind of, you know, crank them up in the workouts, but those horses always seem to perform first out. As far as just some angles I like to play as it relates to workouts in maiden races, especially maiden special weight races, I like when there's a good workout two or three back in the workout line, where you might see a bullet workout, and I don't know if people know what a bullet workout is, but they're designated with a bullet in the racing form. And usually that's when that particular horse had the best workout for that day at that distance. So the first number is where his workout ranked. And the second number next to the slash line is the number of horses that worked out at that distance. So I'm looking for a good workout, two or three back in the workout line, either a bullet workout or a two out of a big number or three out of a big number. And then I like to see a couple of maintenance workouts, coming into that first lifetime start. It's a little bit risky to play horses, especially in the maiden special weight ranks, off a bullet workout. So if their last workout was a bullet workout, I sometimes get concerned that they kind of left some of that on the racetrack. It concerns me that then when they come for their start, that they might have exerted themselves too strongly in that workout leading into their first lifetime start. Mm-hmm. I did make a note here just about bullet works in general. You know, bullet works just tell me that if the horse is training well. I like to see bullet workouts or ones close to a bullet workout as I'm looking to make an investment in a horse. Certainly when horses are going on the turf for the first time, it's nice when if you see in their workout line that they had a workout on a turf course. And I have already mentioned, horses that produce a top buyer speed figure from a lifetime standpoint or an exceptional buyer speed figure, especially off a layoff. Mm-hmm. I like to take a look at that next workout after that bullet workout. I mean, after that top lifetime buyer or a very high buyer speed figure, because if they're feeling good, you'll get another nice workout out of them. If it took a lot out of them, you might just see a nice, easy maintenance kind of workout. I have a tendency to want to play horses that have produced a really nice workout after a big effort on a buyer scale, as opposed to those horses that just kind of had an even or just kind of a mediocre workout coming off that high buyer. So, So that's kind of just some comments as it relates to workouts, Dave. And there's a whole lot of things that I could talk about here, probably do a whole half an hour segment on workouts. But that's just some of the stuff per Tim's request on some of the stuff that I use and do from a workout standpoint.
And shout out to Tim. Thanks for listening. And glad you're giving us some input. We really appreciate it. All right, let's move on right to the racing here. I've got four big stakes races at the Arlington Park, and we're going to dig right into them. The first of the races, it's the ninth race. It's a mile and a fourth on the turf. It's a grade one. It's the Secretariat. Purses of $400,000 for three-year-olds. Give us your picks.
Yeah, Dave, so my top selection in this race is going to be the 13. The 13 horse is Hunting Horn. Aiden O'Brien trains. Ryan Moore's the jockey. This horse is 7-2 in the morning line. I'm not going to go much farther than to say that this is a second North American start for this horse. Yeah. This is a comeback horse for us. We picked this horse on top, or at least in our top three picks in the Belmont Derby. Looks like it ran kind of evenly that day at a pretty short price. So I'm going to come back on Hunting Horn as our top selection here in the ninth race, Dave. So let's make 13 our top pick in the ninth race at Arlington on Saturday. Mm-hmm. Our second pick is going to be the nine horse, Dave. The nine horse is Analyze It. Chad Brown trains. Jose Ortiz, the jockey. this horse is 2-1 in the morning line. This horse is third off a layoff. Certainly you can't argue with this horse's lifetime record, 5 races on a turf, 3 wins in 2 seconds. This horse looks like he'll be forwardly placed. Also has kind of that running line that I've mentioned before, a horse that's had the lead in the stretch and just kind of came up short, actually came up short the last 2 times in a row. So these horses that do that have a tendency eventually to just keep going. And so though a short price, Dave, I just think we need to make sure we put analyze it in our pick 3s and pick 4s here. So let's make the 9 horse our second selection in this 9th race at Arlington on Saturday. And our 3rd and final selection, Dave, I'm going to take a little bit of an outsider here. I'm going to pick the 7 horse, Captivating Moon. Chris Block trains Florent Giroux, the jockey, 21 in the morning line. As you know, Chris Block is a local trainer, usually does really well with turf horses at Arlington Park. This horse is getting an equipment change, getting blinkers on. This horse is 3rd off a layoff. This horse finished with a sub 12 second last 1/8 of a mile in that last race at Arlington Park. You know how much I like that. Mm-hmm. And then if you start to look at some of this horse's past performances, I mean, this horse ran 2nd, Captivating Moon ran 2nd to Analyze It, who's probably going to be the post time favorite. They're at Keeneland on that yielding turf course on April 6th. Got a 3-year-old colt here. These horses always have the opportunity to improve when they're young like this. And so I'm going to go with a local trainer, local jockey, Drew, rode for a long time here at Arlington. Yep. 3rd off a layoff with the equipment change, 20-1. I think we need to put this horse in, Dave. So let's make the 7 horse, Captivating Moon, our 3rd and final selection in this 9th race at Arlington on Saturday. So our selections, Dave, to summarize, race 9 at Arlington, Saturday, 13-9-7.
All right, let's move to the 10th race. 10th race will be the 2nd leg of the pick 4, and this will also be the start of the pick 3. It's a 1/3 mile on the turf. This is a grade 1, the Beverly D. $600,000 for fillies and mares, 3-year-olds and upward. Give us your picks.
Yeah, Dave, my top selection in this race is going to be the 4 horse. The 4 horse is Don Bruja, Ignacio Correas, the jockey, Jose Valdivia is the jockey. 6-1 in the morning line, get a pretty nice price. If you notice, this horse was favored in that Jenny Wiley at Keeneland on April 14th against a couple of the horses that are in here. Probably the post-time favorite in this race will probably be Sister Charlie, and Donna Bruja was favored against that horse the last time out. This horse has taken a little bit of a layoff, having come over from Argentina after those 6 races in North America. But, boy, you can't argue with the lifetime performance here, Dave. 16 starts, 11 wins, 3 seconds. Raced in the Beverly D last year as the favorite, came up just short. Lost to the horse that we picked as our top selection in that race, to Sita. Just got a feeling this horse likes the track and certainly likes to win races. So I think the jockey change might, even though Jose Ortiz is a top jockey, I'm not so sure Jose is the greatest turf jockey around. And I think Valdivia, knowing the turf course at Arlington Park, since he's a local jock, will put this horse in the right position. So let's make this 4 horse, Dave, Don Bruja, our top selection in this 10th race at Arlington on Saturday. Okay. Our 2nd selection, Dave, is going to be the 8 horse. The 8 horse is Inflexibility. Chad Brown trains Joel Rosario is the jockey. This horse 8-1 in the morning line. This horse is 2nd off a layoff. Rosario has won before on this horse. If you look back at that race on May 4th at Belmont, mm-hmm. certainly has a great turf record. 8 starts, 4 wins, 3 seconds, and 8 lifetime starts on the turf. Not bad. It's got a nice bullet workout on the turf track at Saratoga. 2nd off a layoff. This horse looks like she might be an improving filly. And Joel Rosario gets a return engagement, having been off the horse for a number of starts now. So let's you can't go wrong with Chad Brown in these kinds of races, Dave. So let's make the 8 horse Inflexibility our 2nd selection. And our 3rd and final selection, Dave, is going to be the 9 horse. The 9 horse is Athena. Athena's trained by Aidan O'Brien. Ryan Moore is the jockey. This horse is 3-1 the morning line. This is another second North American start horse. Only this one won its last time out in that race at stakes, that graded stakes race at Belmont. So, you know, certainly room for some improvement here with the second start on a North American racetrack. And, you know, Aidan O'Brien well recognized as one of the top trainers in the world. So let's make the 9 horse Athena our third and final selection, Dave. So to summarize, Arlington Park's 10th race on Saturday, our selections are going to be 4, 8, 9.
All right. And then we move on to the big race of the day. It's the 11th race. This is third leg of the pick 4, second leg of the pick 3. It's 1.25 miles on the turf. The grade 1, the 36th annual Arlington Million. It's $1 million purse and 3-year-olds and upward. Give us your picks.
Yeah, Dave. So I, you know, I tried real hard in this race to try to come up with a price play, and I just kept coming back to the same horse. And so my top selection is going to be the 11 horse. The 11 horse is Oscar Performance. Brian Lynch trains Jose Ortiz, the jockey. This horse is 3-1 in the morning line, 12 lifetime starts, 7 wins, all of them on the turf, has won on this racetrack before, won the Secretariat last year. Has produced a couple of triple digit buyer speed figures, 2 out of his last 3 races, Bullet Workout at Saratoga on the turf. Lynch is pretty good with horses coming off a layoff like this. I think this horse has got a big shot. Dave's horse loves the win, man. Look at that record. So we're going to make the 11 horse Dave Oscar Performance our top selection. Our second selection, Dave, is going to be the 9 horse. The 9 horse is Deauville. Aidan O'Brien trains. Ryan Moore, again, is the jockey. 6-1 in the morning line. This horse is, has had some races in North America, actually raced in the Arlington Million last year, had the lead, came up just short when Beach Patrol beat him. But looks like it's he's racing well this year. And looking actually for his first win of the year with, you know, pretty lightly raced, only 4 starts so far in 2018. I like horses that like tracks, Dave. This, you know, to me, this horse has been on the Arlington track before, has raced well here, was the favorite in the Arlington Million last year. Let's make this horse a nice comebacker for us. Let's make the 9 horse Deauville our second selection in the Arlington Million Race 11 on Saturday. And our third and final selection, I'm going to go to a European horse, Dave. Let's make the 5 horse Century Dream. Simon Crisford's the trainer, William Buick's the jockey, 12-1 in the morning line. I've adjusted some of those time form speed ratings, adjusted them to what I think the equivalent would be from a buyer standpoint. That race on June 19th comes back with a 107 buyer. And that race on June 2nd comes back with a 104 buyer. Either one of those 2 buyer speed figures would get it done in here. This horse is getting Lasix for the first time. A jockey who has won, you know, a European jockey who's come over here and has won at Arlington Park. Yep. And we get 12-1. So let's make the 5 horse, Dave, Century Dream, our third selection in the Arlington Million. So our selections, Dave, Arlington Park Race 11 on Saturday are 11, 9, and 5.
All right. And then they wrap up the card with this last race here. This is the 12th race. It is 1.125 miles on the turf. It's the grade 3 running of the Pucker Up, and it's $100,000 for filly 3-year-olds. Let's get your picks.
Yeah, Dave, my top selection in this race is going to be the 10-horse Secret Message. Graham Motion trains, Irad Ortiz, the jockey, 12-1 in the morning line. I like Motion in turf stakes races. This Irad was on this horse the last time. Looks like this horse was bothered, was pretty far back. And so Ortiz got a chance to figure him out the last time. Horse looks like it's training forwardly here, and like I said, Dave, you can see Motion does nice work with these young fillies on the turf, and so at 12-1, I think this is a pretty enticing price for a top trainer and a top turf jockey. As I've mentioned, between the Ortiz brothers, Irad is a much better turf jockey than Jose, in my opinion. So let's make the 10 horse Dave Secret Message our top selection in race 12 at Arlington on Saturday. Our second selection in the race is going to be the 13 Beyond Blame. Brad Cox trains Florent Giroux, the jockey, 3-1 the morning line. Coxie is 18% in graded stakes races. He's almost 30% with layoffs of these kind. This horse won the last time out with Giroux. In fact, Giroux's been on all this horse's lifetime starts except for one. Giroux's won three times with this horse on the turf. Horse has a great Tomlinson figure for turf and certainly is proving out his breeding. I'm sure Cox is not shipping this horse here for any other reason that he expects a big effort. So let's put the 13 horse, Dave, Beyond Blame as our second selection. Mm-hmm. And our third and final selection in this race, Dave, is going to be the three horse. The three horse is Pamina. Michael Dickinson trains. Jose Ortiz is the jockey, 8-1 in the morning line. Jose's brother Irod won with this horse the last time, and
Ortiz brothers,
and jumped off it. But I'll tell you what, Dave, that sub 12 second last eighth of a mile has jumped off the page at me, and you know, these are as these horses are improving as they're getting more racing experience. I always like these horses that can show a burst. So this horse will show a burst. Has a nice turf record. Dickinson is a pretty good turf trainer. Take a look. This horse was bought for $330,000, Dave. So I'm going to put the three horse in here, Dave. Make Pamina our third selection in this 12th race at Arlington on Saturday. So to summarize, Dave, race 12 at Arlington Saturday. Our selections are going to be 10, 13, and 3.
All right. Looks like a great card at Arlington Park. I think there's going to be a lot of great racing going on tomorrow, and that'll give you some pick four and pick three choices this week. So some great info. We appreciate it. All right, with that, let's wrap it up. Please be sure you go to our website, offthechartshorseracing.com, and any information on our site is on there. Don't come check us out. Twitter, make sure you're following us on Off the Charts HR. Any changes, any other picks will be on there as well. If you have any questions, you want to email us, our email address is questions@offthechartshorseracing.com. Any other comments before we close it out?
No, Dave, this is this should be a fun day tomorrow, and I'm looking forward to playing this pick four, and I really think Oscar Performance looks good in the Arlington Million, so you can read between the lines there.
There you go. And then, as I said, next week, programming note, we will be coming to you from Las Vegas, so we'll have some good information, picks, and maybe some inside stuff at the casino. You never know. So with that, thanks for joining us. Good luck and good racing.